When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, I'm blown away by what the Eagles are doing. I mean, an 8-game winning streak that could turn into a 13-game winning streak. That could turn into, you ready for this, Seltzer? Buckle up. Could turn into a 16-game winning streak in a Super Bowl. Who saw that at 2-2?
I'm serious. Waiting for the call, Joe, that you'll get. I called you guys a month ago.
That guy.
Said they were winning out.
Yeah, that one guy is out there somewhere.
Don't you remember?
Where are you, tough guy? All right, so, you know, a lot today on how shocked we are. And I'd started the program by talking about the thing that has shocked me the most. And it's saying something because the defense has obviously stunned me. But getting it back on track after the way it ended last year, I didn't see it coming. I thought they could muddle their way through those issues enough to probably be a playoff team. But kind of in spite of realities, like in spite of the Sirianni-Jalen relationship. John, did you think they would get Sirianni and Jalen in a spot where the team would flourish? Because I did not.
I thought that the team could flourish. I thought Jalen could flourish. I didn't
know. Was Sirianni in the corner?
I didn't know what Nick was going to do.
Was your view Sirianni had to go in the corner?
I thought that I didn't know how Nick would handle any of it, and I expected it to be mismanaged by Nick.
Yeah.
Well, and it was quite the opposite. And after the bye, after the self scout by the team, by the players, by Nick himself, he has been impeccable. He has been ideal. Nick Sirianni,
yeah, he's
the
been
coach,
great.
Has been just a big part of the reason why this team is streaking.
Look,
the way that we are.
As great as the self-scout was, obviously, in the bye week this year, and they came out doing some stuff different, they run the ball more and all that, I think the biggest self-scout was whatever they did in the offseason. You know, Sirianni doesn't talk about it. He doesn't want to get into last year, and I can understand him wanting to just kind of put that in the rearview mirror, but they clearly... I mean, do we all remember the feeling of January 15th?
Yeah, the self-scout was Vic Fangio.
No, but that's only part of it. That's only part of it.
That defense was so historically awful.
Yeah.
To go from where that was to number one, I mean, it's and you're coaching. Remember what Miami said, all those Dolphins players. Oh, he's too tough on us.
No, ridiculous.
You know,
yeah.
You got people love to say that young kids don't want to be coached, don't want discipline.
Yeah.
That's all kind of BS.
No,
you have the right players.
I agree with you, but I want to play some audio of Sirianni in the locker room after the game and then ask yourself, is this a guy that's just sitting in the corner? Because to me, it's not a guy that's just sitting in a corner while Kellen Moore and Fangio do it all. And listen to the way the team reacts to him pushing them that we're going back to work. It's not an off day after the win off over Baltimore. Right back to work. Listen to the response. Here's Sirianni and the guys Sunday night.
Hey, listen. You earn the right to play in games like this because of what we've been doing all year. And you'll earn the right to get more of these. All right? Really good, though. Hey, the 4 minute, the backed up, all really good. We had some guys, everybody made a contribution today. We're working tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're working tomorrow.
Get to work tomorrow.
We got
to work.
We got a lot to be thankful for. That's right.
I mean, John, that's good stuff, man.
Look, that what he's talking about there when he says we're working tomorrow. A lot of times at this point of the year, coaches will say, hey, Victory Monday, guys. Victory Monday. See you Wednesday. You guys don't have to come in. Get your workout on your own. Spend time with your family. Take the time to do whatever you want.
Heal your body.
Regroup. Yeah, regroup. Heal. Spend time with your running back group. You know, you guys go do something.
So what's the differentiation he's making? What does working when it's more than it usually is mean for a team on a Monday? What is that?
What
do you think they're doing? They did more yesterday that they would not normally do on a Victory Monday.
I think they were organized. They came in. They watched the film. I would assume they watched the film together in the groups that they normally would. You break down with your, you know, running back group. Watch the film after you've talked as an offense and as a defense, as a group about what needs to be, you know, improved upon. Yep. You know, it really is. You make a whole day of it where you're lifting with the strength coaches. You get a conditioning in with the strength coaches. You get coached up by your coaches. You're out there on the field potentially for a walkthrough to go over the things that you weren't as able to, you know, that you weren't able to execute in the game. And then we've heard that this team is now hitting on Wednesday.
Yep.
So not only are they eschewing the Victory Monday, they don't want to hear, hey, see you Wednesday, guys. Normally, Andy Reid, when he would say that, everyone's cheering. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Now, this young team cheers to hear, hey, we're working tomorrow. Because they've been asking for it.
Well, and it tells me they have bought into him.
They've absolutely bought
That's
in.
That's big.
The fact that they want to hit on Wednesday, the fact that they are asking their coach,
yeah,
that they're cheering their coach to hit on Wednesday, that's why this team has a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Look,
Joe,
I love it.
And it's not just Saquon Barkley that's going to give them every chance to win the Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts who's going to give them every chance, and Vic Fangio is going to give them. It's that attitude.
Well,
it's
look,
that
it's,
belief.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's a great thing. Let's go to the phones. You know, what stands out to you that in many ways has surprised you the most in a season that, I mean, let's be real, over the last 2 months, the surge is just, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing? Amazingly.
Excited, Anthony.
Hey, what amazed me, man, is the guy is finally getting his credit. He deserves the big plan. His big picture is finally come together, man. Vic Fangio, man. His defense is playing unbelievable to the way the disaster we looked at last year. Oh, my God, man.
Isn't it crazy? Anthony, the difference in the real Vic Fangio and the approximation of Vic Fangio, at least from my perspective, you know, we were told that what we were getting last year was these are Vic Fangio disciples, and so it's going to look like the defense would if Vic Fangio were running it. Man, it didn't look like this. And now a lot of that does have to do with the fact that Howie Roseman himself has done an incredible bang-up job with his draft picks and the acquisition of guys this offseason.
Look, one of the things is they had to get Bradbury off the field. I mean, he just couldn't do it anymore. And that was going to hamper both.
He's still on our team.
No, but he's not on the field. And we knew he couldn't be on the field.
Well, he's going to be out 6 weeks. Where is he? I think it's very clear, you know?
Right. I mean, Anthony, you remember Bradbury in that playoff game? I honestly don't think a player in Philly sports ever played a worse playoff game. I'm serious.
You remember Bradbury in the Seahawks
Blaine Bishop.
Game?
Oh no, God. Blaine Bishop was a play. Oh Bradbury was the whole game. It was astounding.
It was the worst I've seen.
Right? It was unbelievable.
I believe Vic Fangio brought the attitude to our defense. Of course, bringing C.J. Gardner-Johnson back, he brought that attitude, that swagger, bringing two rookie corners.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that they would have made a difference? You know, imagine if them two corners were starting from week one. We didn't have to wait until week four.
Well,
imagine
one did, but yeah, Cooper did not. Yeah. Yep. No, I hear you. All right, Anthony, Seltzer tells me, what do you got on a TV show here? Are you watching a regular show these days, or are you out all that nonsense?
Man, I used to, man. I still watch it to this day, though, the reruns, man. Martin.
Yeah, that doesn't count. I guess that's my point. We all watch reruns. That's all there is to watch. There's nothing on regular TV to seek out. Nothing.
Nothing.
Regular TV. All the Netflix and all that's great, but my God. All right.
They run a bunch of them, though. They stream, like, a bunch of the regular shows, like Kate Olsen. You know, the guy from It's Always Said, she's got a show that's a network show, but they run it on the streaming, and I've watched it.
Gotcha. Anthony, give me an answer, man. Who's the smartest fictional character?
John Wick, the Hulk. I'm going to go Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Tony Stark. Now, why did he just say three different people?
I don't know. Tony Stark's a good answer. I don't know why what the other stuff was about.
He said John Wick, then he said the Hulk.
No, he said John Went the Hulk.
John Went the Hulk. Yes, that's what he said. Good call.
Did
nice
you
job,
think,
John.
James, he said John Wick?
I did too. Yes.
I thought he said John Wick and then the Hawk.
I only heard John Wick as an answer, but yes, nice job.
All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, what Cooper DeGene said last night on WIP about that awesome hit. So Cooper, in his own words, that's coming up. Plus 8 o'clock, a name that we will give you that will give you the chance to win tickets to the Eagles-Carolina game on Sunday. Plus, Conklin has put a song together, and I'll just say this, John. It's not Billie Jean.
Oh, no way.
Can you imagine where you get it?
No way.
Conklin, it's not Billie Jean.
Yeah, sure.
You know where we're going.
I think so.
Yep, you got it.
I can't wait to hear
that
this.
That plus Jaws and more.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.